Good morning. As we are just a few weeks away from the end of the church year and the themes associated with that, we'll direct our attention to what God's Word has to say about the last days being evil and the security that we have in Christ Jesus. Reading this morning from 2 Timothy 3, selected verses. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. In the past few months, we have heard tragic reports in the news. Perhaps you've seen the images. First, there was the worst mass shooting on U.S. soil at a concert venue in Las Vegas. More recently, a motorized vehicle mowing down people as a terrorist attack on a bike path in Manhattan. Quite recently, a Sunday morning shooting of 26 at church in a small Texas town. Events like these do grab your attention, and they also raise questions in people's minds, perhaps ours too. How could this happen? Could it happen where I live? At Messiah on a Sunday? At Emmanuel on a school day? God help us. Naturally, we turn to God for guidance, but only receive a partial answer. In every instance, whether it's current times or biblical times, we can be sure that God did not cause the violence, the hatred, the insanity of it. You can lay the blame for that squarely at the doorstep of sin and Satan. Ever since the fall, the devil's been pushing people to the point of murder, even in the family. Ever since the death of Abel at the hands of his brother Cain, there have been only more murders and massacres. And boy, are people quick to say, where is God in all of this? Why didn't God stop? We can understand the tendency to ask a question like that. But I've learned not to, personally, for a number of reasons. First of all, it presupposes that I, a sinful person, deserve an answer from the holy God, and I don't. It also attempts to know what only God can know. It also fails to account for the pervasive problem of sin at work in this world, which Jesus said would, and Paul said it too, would only get worse and worse the closer we get to the end. That being said, we can certainly feel for those people who lost loved ones recently, including children. And so does God. So does God. Your Heavenly Father knows what it's like to have His child, His only begotten Son, suffer violence. More than that, out of an incredible love for a world gone astray, God gave up His holy Son to the violent death of crucifixion. And we are talking about the lone exception, Jesus, the only one born with no sin, the only one never to commit sin. Let's add to that this fact, Jesus, the only one born to die, born with His sacrificial death as the target, as it were, the goal God was pursuing. We even get a hint of that in the Christmas gospel story where shortly after His birth, King Herod makes an assassination attempt on the infant Jesus, resulting in the massacre of those Bethlehem babies. Can't we see the shadow of the cross looming already at the cradle of Christ? Who can fathom this? Who of us can wrap our imperfect minds around the grace of God and the justice of God working together like that? After some 30 plus years of doing His Father's will with A plus perfection, Jesus would face a cruel, gruesome death at the hands of murderous men. Even harder than that, while on that cross, He would experience the abandonment of His Father, the very agonies of hell. And that horrific, dare we say, heartbreaking event of Good Friday would be, just as God intended, the full payment for all of our sins, the purchasing of our complete forgiveness, leading to the free gift of eternal life, sealed in the resurrection of Christ, delivered in the Holy Scriptures mentioned in our text, and deposited into your hearts and mine at our baptisms. Your God of incredible grace and mercy, your Lord of intervening power and infinite wisdom, wants you to know that you are safe in His keeping. First of all, it's spiritually true. Your soul is safe through the blood of His Son shed for you, and by the Spirit at work in your hearts through the Holy Scriptures making you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. As for physical danger, the prospect of disaster or violence coming our way, God remains the best security for every day, including the last day. As He has said, Isaiah 43, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." We pray. Dear Father in heaven, the days are evil, as you said they would be. We are in danger unless you protect us. Preserve our souls from Satan. Preserve the faith you have given us. Protect us physically according to your gracious will. If disaster or tragedy comes, help the people affected. Comfort them with your gospel word. Prepare them to meet you in glory, where we join them too, where evil will be no more. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Let us close our worship singing hymn 51, all stanzas of hymn 51.